So this morning we're going to continue with our series on our partner in prayer, the Holy Spirit. And I want to remind you again, at this point, I hope by now you have this memorized, our theme verse for this whole series from Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit also joins to help us in our weakness because we do not know what to pray for as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for the partnership of the Holy Spirit. So we continue this morning, and we began last week. We're looking at famous prayer meetings, and last week we looked at Peter and John as they, through the power of the name of Jesus, healed this lame beggar, and for their good deed, they were arrested, they were thrown into jail, and then they were brought before the Sanhedrin, and the same group of people that engineered the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. So they were definitely in hot water. But we see the work of the Holy Spirit. Just a reminder. So what do they say? The people in power say, so this does not spread any further among the people, Acts chapter 4, let's threaten them against speaking to anyone in this name again. So they called for them and ordered them not to preach or teach at all in the name of Jesus. For everything God wants for you in your life, in your family, in your health, in your finances, in your work, in your relationship, for every one of these things, the enemy has a different word. And it will be opposed to the word and the will and the work of God in your life. That's his work. That's his word. But God always has a word for you. God always has a work for you. God always has a will for you. And these two things will be in opposition in our lives. To whom will you listen? Will the word of the enemy cause us to draw back in fear or discouragement or doubt? Or will we listen to what God is saying to us? The Holy Spirit will help us listen to the word of God and to have strength in the word of God in all of these situations. Peter and John answered, whether it's right in the sight of God for us to listen to you rather than to God, you decide. For we are unable to stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. This is what the partnership of the Holy Spirit does in our lives, brothers and sisters. This is not just Peter and John facing the Sanhedrin. The enemy will come in like a roaring lion. The enemy will speak. It may not look like him. It may not sound like him. It may be circumstances. It may look like that's just the way it is. But when it is opposed to the will of God, when it is different from the will of God, it's always the enemy. So to whom will you listen? And Peter and John, filled with the Holy Spirit, say, as to put it in our terminology, well, that's a no-brainer, right? We're going to listen to God. We can't help it. We're going to listen to God. And here's a lesson for us. Amen, amen. So as we look at this, the partnership of the Holy Spirit makes us brave. The partnership of the Holy Spirit makes us bold. The partnership of the Holy Spirit makes us courageous. It has nothing to do with your personality. It has nothing to do with your strength of, I'm this kind of person. I'm outspoken. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we continue this morning. We got into the prayer meeting last week. We're going to get all the way through the prayer meeting, and maybe we'll get to another prayer meeting this morning. But this morning we're going to continue as we follow this prayer meeting. Our partner in prayer, stretch out your hand, Lord. Amen? Stretch out your hand, Lord. This is still the Holy Spirit. Still the Holy Spirit. So they go back. This is, so here's our title for today. They go back And remember what they do? They go back to their people. They go back to their fellowship. They go back to their own people. We talked about this last week, but I want to say it again. When you are in trouble, when you are facing hard times, where do you run? What is your refuge? It should be the family of God. It should be the family of God. Don't isolate yourself. Don't stay away. Don't say, well, I can get all that I need long distance. Get into the family of God. The family of God is our refuge. The family of God is our strength. The family of God, corporately, together, is the place where primarily God chooses to speak to us. Now, he will speak to you individually. He will speak to you privately. He will speak to you personally in your times with the Lord. But in these situations, especially when we're all facing something together, but other times as well, God has chosen to speak in the gathering of his people. So I just want to encourage you and strengthen you in that. So they go back, they go to their people, they begin praying. Remember, we talked about this last time. And they begin praying. They begin praying the Old Testament. Do you know what? When we begin praying and when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, he will lead us in the words to pray. He will show us what to pray. He will give us the words to pray. Have you ever been praying about something, really seeking the Lord? And as you pray, you suddenly find yourself praying something and you think, whoa, where did that come from? I wasn't even thinking that. But there is a boldness that rises up in your heart. There's a confidence that rises up in your heart. There's a strength that rises up in your heart. And you know that it's the Holy Spirit. And that's what happens here. They start praying Psalm chapter 2, right? They start praying Psalm chapter 2. And that reminds us, we talked about this last time, they are doing what Paul says to do, which is take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Hallelujah. You want some strength in your prayers? Let the Holy Spirit pray the Word of God through you. Amen. Amen. It's the sword of the Spirit. It's the offensive weapon. It's personal. And when we take up the sword of the Spirit, the enemy is defeated in our lives. When we take up the sword of the Spirit, truth defeats lies every time, every day of the week, and twice on Sunday. The Holy Spirit, as we take up the Word, he helps us to defeat the enemy. And remember, we talked about this. It's not just our wimpy trying to do this. Imagine, if you will, the Holy Spirit infusing you with his power and his strength as you take up the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And remember what we talked about? This is the Rhema, or the Rhema of God, the personal Word of God, the timely Word of God, the Word of God that you need at that moment. At that moment, not just, oh, here's all 1,742 pages of the Bible. Yes, I believe they are true. But that verse, that word that you need at that time. Hallelujah. And we gave the example of Edith, who was praying as God had put in her heart to start the church. And she was out in the back, I think in a hammock, praying at night in Pangasinan. And the Holy Spirit gave her Acts 18, verses 9 and 10. Don't be afraid. Speak out. Don't be silent. For I'm with you. No one will attack and harm you. It's the word that we need in season. Many years ago, Mom and Dad, it's when they were still in full-time ministry, they were still in active ministry, they were in a country that was hostile to the gospel. And they were there. God had called them. And they were ministering in this country. And things had been going very, very smoothly. They were there for about 2 weeks. And I was reminded of this one. And that morning, as Mom got up, things had been going so well. God had been blessing. And that morning, as Mom got up and as she was praying, suddenly the Holy Spirit dropped into her heart Psalm 91, which most of us know, right? He that dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my rock, my strength, my God, in whom I trust. And then there's that wonderful passage. He will protect you from this. He will protect you from this. He will protect your foot from the secret snare that you can't see. This whole thing. And as the Holy Spirit dropped it in her heart, she felt an urgency and an old-fashioned word, an unction, to pray that. And she began to pray that. And she was like, well, Lord. And she prayed and prayed and prayed. And then she got up and the burden lifted. And then she got up and Mom and Dad went about their day. And as they went about their day, part of that day, one of the things of that day, was to take a big bag of God's Word and give it to people who were hungry for God's Word and who had no way to get God's Word for themselves. And as they were in the process, it had always gone smoothly. Things had gone smoothly all that time. They suddenly realized that they were being watched. Not only that they were being watched, but they were being tailed. Not only that they were being tailed, but they were surrounded. And but instead of arresting Dad, who had the bag, they were just waiting and they were just watching. And so Dad tried to figure out, what can we do? So we went into a bathroom and made a switch out with some things. Got out of the bathroom, they still followed him. They went to a restaurant, and as they sat and ate at the restaurant, waiting for what was going waiting for the point when they would give these wonderful words of God to people who desperately wanted them, they looked down in the street and they saw all over the place people that were just waiting, and they realized that of course they could arrest Dad at any time, but what they wanted was to catch him in the act and arrest others as well. And Mom realized, oh Lord, this is why you put your words in my heart this morning. This is why I was praying. And in the end, they were able to make the switch. They were able to pass on the things, and nothing happened to them. They were not caught. They were not seen. Nobody was arrested. And the people that were looking, that had been hoping for God's word, received God's word in a place, in a country that, when those in power could do whatever they wanted to. But here's a perfect example of take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You see, the Holy Spirit sees everything that we do not see. All of these traps for you, all of these snares for you, the Holy Spirit knows every one of them. We sometimes get caught by surprise, not the Holy Spirit. So stay in partnership with him as you pray, and he will lead you and he will guide you. It's so encouraging, because as we look at this testimony that I just gave you of Mom and Dad, but also at the testimony that we're looking at in the Bible, you see, the opposition or the enemy is far stronger in earthly terms, right? The opposition or your enemy will always have more evil plans. They will always have more power and control in their hands in an earthly sense. But remember, who's your partner? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. And he sees it all and he knows it all. And he will guide you through. He will empower you. He will equip you. And he will prompt you to pray in the Spirit with the Word of God. And you will defeat every plan and every attack and every secret scheme of the enemy. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as this, in this great prayer meeting, as they kept on praying, they say, in fact, this happened in this very city, for Herod Antipas, Pontius Pilate, the governor of the Gentiles, the people of Israel were all united against Jesus, your holy servant whom you anointed. Have you ever felt that you've faced an enemy just this big? Have you ever felt that you are facing mountains that are just like this? I mean, who's gonna win against Herod? Who's gonna win against Pilate, the governor? Who's gonna win against all the Gentiles and all the people of Israel who were united against Jesus? Who's gonna win against them? There's no way to win. There's no way to win. But be encouraged, brothers and sisters. But everything they did was determined, what? Beforehand, according to your will. God is in control. God is in charge. He has his hand on the situation, and he has his hand on you. Amen. Amen. So encouraging when we feel we are facing injustice, when there are unfairnesses, when things are happening to us that we can't do anything about. Look to the Lord and partner with your Holy Partner with your partner, the Holy Spirit, because he has it all in control. He has it in charge. Now, then they say, and now, O Lord, here we get to the really to the meat of it. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness. This word great, oh, so sorry. I'm just reading away. You have no idea what's going on, do you? Hang on. That was not my fault. I hit the right button. I refuse to take responsibility for that. That was the enemy, wasn't it? Trying to keep you from seeing this. You see it now? Take a good look and look at it twice. So there, devil. Amen. Okay. Look with me at this. Truly, amen. And now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great or complete boldness. That word great means complete boldness in preaching your word. So here's their answer, right? They're infused by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's partnering with them in prayer. Now look what they pray for. Here's a key for us this morning. Do you see it? What do they say? And now, O Lord, you hear their threats. So that means the Lord's going to take care of the enemy. Problem is, we sometimes want to fight, right? No. But what do? They say, Lord, you hear their threats. How can I put it? Our fight, our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against people. Our battle is done in prayer. In prayer. It must be done in prayer. And that's where the Holy Spirit partners with us. And so what do they say? They say, oh God, hear their threats. And then what else do they ask for? And give us, your servants. They don't even say, Lord, defeat the enemy. Lord, stop them. Lord, smite them. Lord, that sometimes, don't we? Because we're mad, right? We get frustrated. I'm so encouraged. This passage has helped me so much. They don't even do that. They say, Lord, you see that? But Lord, now for us, what do they pray for? Give us great boldness in preaching your word. This is what the Holy Spirit prompts them to pray for. They know that this is God's plan for them. They know that this is God's purpose for them. This is what he wants them to do. So what do they do? What they say is, God, help us do what you've called us to do. Here's a prayer for us, brothers and sisters. Here's a direction for us, brothers and sisters. Whether it is in ministry, direct ministry like this, whether it is in your families, whether it is in your relationships, whether it is in your finances, in your work, in any one of these areas, in every part of your life, in every part of your life, what does God have for you? What does God want you to do? He wants you to complete something. How are you going to do it? Not by fighting the enemy in this way, but by saying, oh God, you take care of that. Now God, help me to do what you've called me to do. What has God called you to do? What has God called you to be? Has he called you to be a good husband? Has he called you to be a good wife? Yes, of course we know these things. Has he called you to be faithful in ministry? Has he called you to be rich in forgiveness? Has he called you to be patient and enduring in suffering? Has he called you to all of these things? What has he called you to do? What has he called you to be? This is his plan for us. This is his will for us. How are we going to do it? Not in our own strength. Not in our own power. There's no way that we can accomplish these things in our own power, is there? There's no way. But there is a way through the Holy Spirit. And they say, now, O Lord, you take care of that and enable us to preach your word with boldness. This word boldness is used 3 times in this chapter. Your translations may say courage or strength, but usually it's translated courage or boldness. 3 times. They saw Peter and John and they noticed their boldness. Here they say, oh God, enable us to preach your word with boldness. And then one more time that we'll see in just a minute. And so they pray this, and then what else do they pray? While you stretch out your hand for healing, signs, and wonders to be performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. Be encouraged this morning, brothers and sisters. God has not called you for healing, signs, and wonders. That's what he does. All of these miraculous things, all of these impossible things, those are God's to do. That's God's work. That's God's plan. What has he called you to do? He's called you to do what he's called you to do. You can't do God's work, and God won't do your work, right? But he will empower you to do what he's called you to do, and then he'll take care of the part that only he can do. Only he can do it. Only he can do it. You can't do it. So stop worrying about it. All you have to do is what God has called you to do. All you have to be is what God has called you to be. And it's not in your own strength. And it's not in your own power. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Be encouraged this morning, brothers and sisters. What area, whatever area, if it's a faith struggle, if it's something in your business, if it is a habit that has bound you, that you're desperately, God, you know what God wants of you. You know what God has for you. So you focus on that. Oh, God. And then, God, would you do what I cannot do? And the Holy Spirit partners with you. He partners with you in prayer. If he doesn't partner with us in prayer, there is no way I will ever be able to do what God has called me to do. If he does not partner with me in prayer and in power, I will never be the person that God has called me to be. None of us will. But we're never called to do it on our own. We're called to do it in partnership. And God has work for you to do. And God has something for you to be in every area of your life. And he calls you to do and to be. And he does what he will do. Trust in the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Partner with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. I hope that I didn't preach that as well as I want to, but I hope you get it. I hope you've got it in your heart. That has really, that's something I see. Okay, God, I can't do this. I can't be this. And we're looking at a really dramatic thing here. We know this, right? This is a huge dramatic thing with Peter and John, and we're going to look at, maybe we're going to get to one more beginning of one prayer meeting this morning. These things look really big for us, and we think, well, this is so much bigger than I am. I'm not facing jail. I'm not. I think we look at it the wrong way if that's the only way we look at it. Here's an example for us of the church praying and opposition, but you see, the principle is the same in every area of our lives, every area. If you are struggling, and let me just really practical. You are struggling in a relationship. It may be with a spouse. It may be with a son or a daughter. And it's just you're trying, but it's not easy. Or if there's something in your business, and it is just tough, and there is a pressure and a pull to do it a different way than God's way, to do it in your own strength, to do it in your own power, to fight like they're fighting or whatever. But God has called you to something else, right? God has called you to his way. How are you going to do that? It will be through partnership with the Holy Spirit, and he will do what he can do, and he will empower you to do what he has for you to do. Amen? In every area of our lives. Well, so, does God hear them? When they had prayed, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak God's message with boldness. Amen. Amen. Now, is the room always going to shake when God hears your prayer? I sure do wish it would. I was in a prayer meeting one time in the country where I used to live. It was a small group of us gathered, and we were really praying together fervently. And after we prayed, one of the people in the prayer meeting looked up with big eyes and looked at me and said, and I said, what? And she said, the room shook. And I felt so unspiritual because I didn't feel anything. but she did. And that's okay. And that's okay. God answers us in a way that brings confirmation to our hearts. So the room won't always shake, but God always hears. Amen. And this was a special situation where God was showing, I heard you, and I'm going to partner with you, and I'm going to answer your prayer. It's a beautiful, it really is, it's a beautiful passage. So first of all, the meeting place shook, and that was just a confirmation. I hear you, and I'm with you. If you want to say it, you can say that was God's amen. That was God's amen. How does that work out in our lives? I think sometimes when we are praying, have you ever prayed something and you've really prayed it through? And as you have prayed and as you've come to the end of your prayer, there's just a strong confirmation in your heart, right? There's something. That's the same in a spiritual sense. That's the same as the meeting place shaking. It's a, yes, I've heard you. I've heard you. And it won't always be that way, but we still do what God has called us to do, and he hears. And then what happens? Okay, here's our partner. What's the second thing that happens? And they were all what? Filled with the Holy Spirit. Why are they filled with the Holy Spirit again? Aren't they already filled with the Holy Spirit? Haven't they been baptized with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost? Haven't they been praying and being filled with the Holy Spirit? Yes, they have been. But brothers and sisters, for every fresh step, for every new calling, for every challenge that comes up, we need a new filling. We need a new anointing. We need a new empowerment. Don't live off of last week's filling. Don't live off of last week's empowerment. Don't live off of last week's blessing. That's a recipe for failure every time. It's a recipe for failure. But God provides grace for now. And they were all what? Filled with the Holy Spirit, not so they could have warm fuzzies and whoo, that felt good, but why? They began to speak God's message with boldness. The filling of the Holy Spirit was to enable them, equip them, empower them to do the work that God had given them to do. Brothers and sisters, the enabling of the Holy Spirit, the equipping of the Holy Spirit, the empowering of the Holy Spirit is to enable you to do what God has called you to do. What has he called you to do? What has he called you to be? The Holy Spirit fills you, equips you, and enables you to do that, to be that, to live a victorious and overcoming Christian life. Amen? Amen. This is his work. This is what he does. Amen. Let's look at this verse. You know it. Maybe some other time. I was reading this and studying on this weekend, and I was so encouraged. There's so much more I wanted to talk about here, but I won't. We'll just look at it. In case you were wondering where this passage was, how many of you know, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, and you didn't know it came from Zechariah 4:6. Didn't know that, right? It sounds like a New Testament verse, doesn't it? But all the way back in the Old Testament, Zechariah 4:6. So there's a new one for you. Now you've got the reference. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let's make it a little bit. Let's give it the context. I'm not going to give the whole context, but look at what the whole verse says. So he answered me, the angel of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. In other words, this, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, is something that comes from God into an earthly situation at a time of need. Amen. Brothers and sisters, our answer comes from God. It is the word of the Lord. It's the empowering of the Lord, right? It's the equipping of the Lord. And who says it? I love it. It's bookends. This is the word of the Lord. And then how does that verse end? Says the Lord of heaven's armies. Woohoo! Praise the Lord. Who says this? Who is so bold to say, not by might, not by power, but my spirit, says the Lord. It's the Lord of heaven's armies. Some of your translations say the Lord of hosts. And when I look at Lord of hosts, it doesn't give me the same picture that the Lord of heaven's armies gives me. But it means the same thing. It's all the armies of heaven. all of the heavenly mighty warrior angels that the Lord sends out on behalf of his people to fight their battles. Amen? Amen. This is the word of the Lord. God says this. God says this. So brothers and sisters, it's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by my spirit. My spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is your partner in prayer, and when the Holy Spirit is your partner in life, in ministry, in marriage, in business, in relationships, in every area, it is by his power. Amen? Amen. One more verse right there. I can tell right now we're really not going to get to this next prayer meeting. Maybe we'll get to it. I want to remind you of this. So Ephesians 6, verse 17 says what? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. But back up about seven verses, and how does that whole passage begin? Do we see how this passage, that whole passage begins as we begin to fight? What does it say? Paul says in Ephesians 6:10, a final word. Be strong, how? In the Lord and in his mighty power. Put that with Zechariah 4:6. Put that with all of these things that we're looking at. And Paul says, be strong in the Lord. And yet, then he says, take up the shield of faith, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, your feet shod with the preparation, the gospel of peace, and then take up the sword of the helmet of salvation, and then the sword of spirit. All of these things that we take up and that we're equipped with. But how does Paul begin that whole section? Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Brothers and sisters, that's where our strength is. Some of the other translations, I love this. Some of the other translations for this one, verse 10. Finally, be strengthened by the Lord and by his vast strength. I like that translation as well. It lets us know there's no limit to God's strength. You and I get tired. You and I get weary. You and I want to give up. Oh, brothers and sisters, how are you going to keep on keeping on? How are you going to keep praying when you're so tired of praying and the answer has not yet come? How are you going to keep forgiving that person that keeps hurting you? How are you going to keep showing love to that person that's not showing love to you? How are you going to keep having patience with that person that is just stomping on your very last nerve every single day of the week? How are you going to do it? You cannot do it in your own strength. You cannot do it in your own energy or power. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall what? They shall renew their strength. Waiting on the Lord in prayer, just drawing from him. So many, all these verses, they fit together, don't they? When we look at it in this way, we start seeing, oh yeah, there's this, and there's this, and there's this. It's not just, I'm going to fight the enemy. Because sometimes when we do that, we really do it in our own strength, don't we? You know, some of us have really strong personalities. Some of us have strong characters. And we tend to take up our own swords and take up our own, and that won't get us anywhere. The enemy will defeat you every time. He'll beat you every time. You'll fail every time, and so will I. I want to include myself in that. But take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Wait upon the Lord and renew your strength. In Isaiah, that way, they that wait upon the Lord, right before that it says, even youths grow tired. Those of you that have young people, have you ever been around them? They can go all day long, right? All day long. They can go all night long, right? They can stay up till 4 in the morning. I'm dying before midnight, but I'm no longer a youth, right? Even youth, what does that mean? The strongest of us, the most enduring of us, won't make it through in our own strength, right? But they that wait upon the Lord, you'll renew your strength. You'll mount up. These things that you feel are overcoming you, they will not overcome you. They will be defeated. They will be defeated. A wonderful, we're not going to get to the next prayer meeting, by the way. The next prayer meeting is when they throw Peter in prison, right? Is it not working? Do we need to make some changes? Phooey. Just the devil. That's what it is. You can hear me, okay. Okay, they say they can hear me. So I'm just going to keep on talking. Okay, it's dying. Okay, let's keep on going. We're going to get to that one. Here we go. We're going to get to that one next week when Peter is thrown in prison. But, oh, the but of God. That's next week. But the church was praying. The church was praying. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. We won't make it on our own, but we will make it in the Lord's strength. And I pray that you are encouraged. I pray that you are strengthened. I pray that you stop depending on your own strength and the arm of flesh. I pray that you and I start depending on the arm of God. The arm of God, the armor of God. Psalm 23 at the end. Beautiful, beautiful. The Lord is my shepherd. We go all through this really beautiful passage that we all know so well. And right near the end, what does it say? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You do what? Anoint my head with oil. What is oil? What is oil? Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Your enemy may not disappear overnight, but your Lord, as you wait upon him, as you mount up on wings with eagles, as you are strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, as you take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, as you depend not on your own might, not on your own power, but on his Spirit, the Lord himself will anoint you, will fill you, and will prepare in the presence of your enemy, before the enemy's gone, a table. A table. What do we do at a table? We eat. We eat. You're satisfied. You're strengthened. You're provided for. All that you need, all that we need is found at the table of the Lord. The table of the Lord. Amen. 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 So be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Wait upon the Lord. Let your strength be renewed. It's not by your might. It's not by your power, is it? It's by my Spirit, says the Lord. He'll prepare a table before you. Amen. He'll anoint your head with oil. Amen. Amen. I want to invite you right now. It doesn't happen in a one-minute prayer, but we can make a move that way, can't we? And I invite you, you've been seated for a while. I invite you, unless your back's really hurting and your feet are hurting too, you can remain seated. I just invite you to stand. Stephen, would you come and play? Amen. Just play any, just whatever's on your heart, Stephen. And I want to invite us just to take a minute. We're ending in really good time today. But I want us just to come to the Lord. Where are you weak? Where are you failing? I know that this is God's word for us. He's been speaking this to me. I don't say that with arrogance or personal pride. I don't say that. But I say that because God wants to feed his people, right? God wants to speak to us, and this is his word to us today. So as we pray, you know what the Holy Spirit's saying to you, right? You know where you need to receive his strength. So I just want to invite you right now, just invite you to close your eyes and just talk to the Lord right now. I'm going to pray for you generally, but please don't stop just to, okay, let me let Pastor Jennifer pray for me. You see, I can pray for you, but the Holy Spirit partners with you for your needs. He doesn't partner with me for your needs. He partners with you for your needs. So just come to him right now, whatever area, and just say, okay, Lord, I partner with you. Holy Spirit, I partner with you. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pray, but would you pray as well? I invite you to lift your voices and to lift your hands. If you're with us online this morning, please don't tune out now. Now's the time when we really dig in to the Lord and to what he has for us. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Holy Spirit, we are so glad that you partner with us. Holy Spirit, we are so glad that you are available, that you are here, that all that you've called us to do, oh God, the things that we face and we think, how can I ever do that? You never planned for us to do some of these things. You have said, I'm going to do those things. You can't do those things. It's miraculous signs. It's wonders. It's beyond natural. It is beyond you. You can't, you don't have enough forgiveness in your heart to forgive all the hurts. But I'm going to put my forgiveness in your heart. And then out of that, forgiveness will flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, out of what you pour into us, patience will flow. Lord, out of what you pour into us as we wait upon you, wisdom will flow. Wisdom in business, in decision making. The things that we need to do, those that we need to work with and partner with, those that we need to step back from, relationships, God, that we need to move forward in. Lord, relationships that we need to back up and just say, God, I'm getting on thin ice here. We back up because you're with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, Lord, we look to you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Lord, you see the enemy. Lord, you see the opposition. It's not a person. Lord, it's spiritual. But now, oh God, enable us to do what you've called us to do. Enable us to be the people that you've called us to be. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for your help. Thank you for your partnership. Thank you for your strength. Oh, thank you for the vast and mighty power that is yours, that you share with us, your children, as we walk with you. Hallelujah. 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 Your name, stronger than I know, deeper than a thousand words could say. Your name, fire in my soul, healing for a hurting heart today. Your name, and my heart will bow, and my spirit soar, and my soul cries out. To the Lord of all, to my God and King, to my Prince of Peace, I will lift my voice in praise unto your name. Unto your name. And my heart will bow. And my heart will bow, and my spirit soar, and my soul cries out. To the Lord of all, to my God and King, to my Prince of Peace, I will lift my voice in praise unto your name. Unto your name. Verse 2, your name, all creation.
Your name, all creation knows. The one who gave it life with breath alone. Your name, glory now displayed. All the earth belongs to you. Your name, and the mountain. mountains bow, and the seas will roar, and the rocks cry out. All creation calls to the Holy One, to the Son of God. We will lift our voice in praise unto your name. We worship, oh, we worship your name. Worship your name. And their kingdoms fall, every king and priest, every prince and lord falling to their knees. We'll acknowledge you, we will lift our voice in praise to honor your name. Oh, we honor your name, honor your name. Honor your name. Honor your name. Let's honor the name of the Lord. Sing to him. Honor your name. We honor your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. We honor the name. We honor the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We honor the name of the Lord. Honor the name of the Lord. Worship your name. We worship your name. We worship your name. Worship your name. Worship your name. Worship your name. We worship your name. Worship your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship your name. Oh, Lord, hear their threats. But now, oh, Lord, enable us to do what you've called us to do. As you stretch forth your hand in miracles, in wonder, in power, and you reveal yourself and you do your work and you show that you are Lord. You show that you are God and that you are mighty and that you are victorious and that we are your people. Your children called by your name, who will walk in your ways, who will honor you with our lives and with our words and with our hearts, and who will partner with you, O Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We honor the name of the Lord. We worship the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Be honored in our lives. Be honored in our work. Be honored in our relationships. Be honored in our bodies. Be honored in our thoughts. Be honored in our finances, in our marriages, in our families, in every one of these areas. Be honored, O Lord. We worship your name. We worship your name. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I stand
in awe of you.
In awe of you.
I stand in awe of you.
In awe of you.
I stand in awe of you.
I stand in awe of you.
Holy God.
Holy God, to whom all praise. I stand in awe of you. You connection to marvelous for words, to wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your beyond description, majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you, holy God, to whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Amen. 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 Brothers and sisters, dig in. Dig in. Dig in. Partner with the Holy Spirit. He will empower you. He will stretch forth his hand. All these things that you think, oh God, I can't. And God says, I know you can't. That's why I'm going to do it. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Don't forget, online, in person, please be praying for our youth Tuesday and Wednesday. Amen. We want them to encounter the Lord in the same way as we encounter the Lord. God bless you. Have a great week in the Lord. Amen.